some time now I've been thinking about what we could learn at the end of the Zman. It can't be something too long. It needs to be something which is a hemshuch of the Hakdama that we've been spending the entire year learning from Rav Matl. It needs to be something that helps us in our avoda during this time of the year of Sfiras HaEmun. And I was going back and forth with many things. And there was Hashgacha Pratis, without going into a whole story, but it became clear to me that what would be the best thing, it seems it would be the best thing to spend a few weeks learning, is a remarkable maimer from the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch, Chus Yigaleinu. The maimer of Issa Sinis Yisrael and Mitzvah Ahavis Yisrael, which is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Tzemach Tzedek, Derech Mitzvah Sech. To enter into the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his Talmud, to prepare for Lag BaOmer, to prepare for Shavuos, to be Isaac in the Tikkunim of this time of the year, which the Iker Tikkun is the Inyan of Ahavas Yisrael, Tikkun Amidus. I am concerned about the time. I don't know how many shirim. I'm assuming this could continue through the Zman. It's not tied to the college schedule. Two of the chaverim today pointed out also the hashgacha that in the Hayom Yom of the Lubavitch Rebbe Zchus Yigaleinu, that on this day, the 13th day of the Omer, in the Hayom Yom it says the following: Hachasidim shalu as Adma Hazake. Chasidim asked the Alter Rebbe, Eiza avoyde na'alas yoyse, which is the higher avoyde? Eiza avoyde na'alas yoyse, Ahavis Hashem or Ahavis Yisrael? Which is higher? Which avoyde is greater? The love of God or the love of the Jewish people? Or the love of one's fellow Jew? The Yan and the Alter Rebbe said, Ahavis Hashem v'ahavis Yisrael shteyem ka'achas ha'kukois b'nishmosoi v'ruchoi v'nafshoi shekol echad mi'Yisrael. That's really what we're going to be learning. That both the love of God and the love of a fellow Jew are engraved in the neshama, in the ruach, and the nefesh shekol echad mi'Yisrael of each and every Jew. Shteyen ka'achas ha'kukois b'nishmosoi ruchoi v'nafshoi shekol echad mi'Yisrael. If it says in Pasuk, Ahavti Eschem Omar Hashem. Ahavti Eschem. Because Baruch Hu says, I love you. I love you, Omar Hashem. Hareid, the Tanya says, Hareid, G'dayla Ahavas Yisrael. The greatest thing there is Ahavas Yisrael. The Oyhev Masha Ha'ahuv Oyhev. Because Ahavas Yisrael means that you love what the one who you love loves. You love most what your beloved loves. In other words, the greatest demonstration of a Jew's love for God is to love another Jew. The Baruch Shalom himself, Kivyachal, is in love with Jews. And if you truly love God, how could you not be in love with Jews? That sounds very sweet. It's very poetic. The entire story that we're going to learn over the next few weeks of the summer, Mr. Shem, is a parish, really, of what we just heard from the Alter Rebbe. It's a very, very basic Torah that we're learning. There are different ways that we could do it. It's only a few pages long. I decided that we would learn it first very quickly. We'll learn it very quickly. I want to make sure that we all have the words. Just to learn it quickly, it's going to be hard to hold back and not to go more b'iyun as we go along, but I very much want that we should do it in one or two times, not once is possible, but two times, to learn fast, the mitzvah. And then Bez Hashem, until the summer, during the coming weeks, to go back and to learn it piece by piece, be'iyin and ba'aymik. So, obviously there are going to be many questions when we learn it quickly, in a superficial way, just to go through the words, that we should have a familiarity with the, just with the content, the basic content of this Torah. And hopefully we'll be able to spend much more time learning it ba'aymik ubi'iyun, to bring us into the time past Shavuos into the summer, Mitzvah. So I'm going to resist the urge, Mitzvah, to go into things on a deeper level. I'm going to try to understand Pshat, just to learn the Pshat of the words. If there are questions, which there should be, and there will be, it's kedai to write them on the margins, or to, unless it's something that's just not the words are not clear. But otherwise, if it's a concept, an idea that requires more iyun, and make a note of it, and Bez Hashem, we're going to get to it. And if we don't, then of course, you'll raise the question later on. But now we're going to learn it, we'll try to learn through it quickly. Derech Mitzvei Secher of the Tzemach Tzedek is a peyush al derech achsidus and the 613 mitzvahs. Unfortunately, it's only a few mitzvahs. We don't have that many, even though it's a big sefer. But it's only a few mitzvahs. It's from this Per Shabbos, from Parshas Kedoshah. Shloi lisnei l'chaveiro, shnema loisisne esachicha bilvavecha. The lav, the issu, is that it's forbidden to hate another Jew in your heart. Even in that word, in your heart, it's a chiddush. Generally, averus, isurim, lavin have to do with things that we do that are wrong. Things that we do that violate the will of God. Here we're talking about a tchusha pnimis, a feeling of dislike, a feeling of hatred. The Torah says, Leisisnos achicha b'vavecha. That's the issa, the love of sinas Yisrael, of hating a Jew. The other side, these are two sides of one mitzvah. The other side is the mitzvah of lehoiv kol adam Yisrael, to love every Jew. Shnemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'yahav l'reacha kamaycha. You shall love another Jew as yourself. And we'll learn how, even though you all know that the Mefarshim are struggling with this, how is it possible to love someone else the way that you love yourself? And therefore the Ramban and other Mefarshim explain that it couldn't mean emotionally to feel the love, that there's a commandment, bechlal, to love. How do you command someone to love another person? And to command you to love somebody else as much as you love yourself, so it must be that it's not telling us how to feel or what a person can feel, to command one to feel a certain way, but rather to act in a way of love, to act in a way, to conduct ourselves towards others in a brotherly, loving way. Chassidus, that's not the pshat. Chassidus, the pshat is to love another Jew as you love yourself. We're going to have to understand how that's possible. What does that mean? Yadua my Mehillel Azakin Lahager. Everybody knows the Gemara in Shabbos about the individual who came to Hillel, the Goy who came to Hillel, who was interested in converting, but he had a strange request that he should be taught the whole Torah Aregalachas on one foot, standing on one foot. And you know that Shammai pushed him away. But Hillel told him, "Da'aloch snil chavach lo sa'avet." That which you hate, that which you don't want being done to you, "Chavach lo sa'avet," don't do it to somebody else. "Da'haftleh ha'kamaycha," that's the complete Gemara, that's what Hillel told him. "Zeu kol ha'Torah kula." That's the entire Torah, loving another Jew. Zeu kol ha'Torah kula. V'idach Perusha. And the rest of Torah is a perush, is a commentary on this one mitzvah of V'ahav l'racha kamoicha. So the Tzemach Tzedek asks, U'be'emes ein amuvim kol kach. It's hard to understand. Da'at teinach b'mitzvah shevan amal chaveroi. We could understand if Hillel would have taught him that Ahav is Yisrael, Ahav l'racha kamoicha, is the yesod of all mitzvahs between one Jew and another. You don't steal from a person that you love. You don't speak lashon hara about someone that you love. You don't kill someone who you love. So we could understand if the Ahav l'racha kamoicha was to be described by Hillel as the yesod of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, between one Jew and another. That all of the mitzvahs between one Jew and another are based upon that love that one feels for another. That we would understand. Similarly with Rabbi Akiva, Ahav l'racha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. How is it a klal gadol b'Torah in all of Torah? How could Hillel tell the ger, zeh kol ha-Torah kula, kol ha-Torah kula, that's all of Yiddishkeit. What does that have to do? What does loving the other Jew have to do with tefillin, with Shabbos, with kashrus, with mezuzah, with fasting on Yom Kippur, with bringing karbonis, with the parah aduma? What does that have to do with that? Aleph. Then a more general question. Ubefrat Shabbos Baruch Siv im Tzadakta Matiten Lai. It says in Eiv, one of the great philosophical struggles that take place in Sefer Eiv is the issue of why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu possibly care about our mitzvahs? Im Chatasa Matifal, if you sin, what does that, how does that affect him? What does that mean to him if somebody sins? Im tzadakta matiten loy, if you're a tzaddik and you do mitzvahs, matiten loy. How does that, what does that do for him? Now why does the Tzemach Tzedek raise that broad general question over here? What does it have to do with Hillel HaZaken, with the mitzvah davke of Ahav l'racha kamoicha? Again, we'll talk about this much, much more later on. But Rashi says, the pshat there in the Gemara, Ahav l'racha kamoicha, Rashi also had this problem. How could Ahav l'racha kamoicha be kol ha-Torah kula? What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? What does it have to do with loving a Jew? So Rashi brings a pasuk that tells us that Hashem is described as Re'echa v'Re'e Avicha, that Hashem is described as your friend and your father's friend. In other words, a Jew's best friend is the creator of the universe. So according to Rashi, when it says in Pasuk, V'ahav l'Re'echa kamoicha, is Kol HaTorah Kula, or the Klal Gadol B'Torah that Hillel says, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol HaTorah Kula, and we're wondering, how could it be Kol HaTorah Kula? So Rashi is telling us that Re'acha doesn't mean just another Jew, a friend. It means also your best friend. And the best friend of a Jew is Re'acha V'Re'ah Avicha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your best friend. Hashem is the best friend. And you should know that if you don't put on tefillin, that's your best friend. You're insulting your best friend. You're letting your best friend down. If you mechal Shabbos, that's a terrible, terrible insult to your best friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Re'acha. V'ahav l'Re'acha kamoicha. You should love your friend. Loving your friend means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ben l'mecha v'ero, to love another Jew. Ben l'mecha is included in this as well. Because if your best friend is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the same way you expect your friend to treat you in a proper way, you expect your friend to do his best to make you happy and to do what you want. You expect it of your closest friend. So too, Rabbi Shlomo, who is our best friend, if he asked us, keep Shabbos. If he asked us to put on tefillin, if he asked us to bring karbanos, so he's your best friend. It's the least we could do. So Rashi is addressing this problem of how does v'ahavt l'recha kamecha, how could it possibly mean kol haTorah kula, the entirety of Torah? The Teretz is, if the Baruch Shalom is your friend, then anything that he asked, he's your best friend, you try to do. And anything that's against his will, he's your friend, you don't do it. That's Rashi. So on this that Tzemach Tzedek is asking, from Iyav, the Pasuk says in Iyav, Imchatosam Atif, Tzedakta Matitin, like, if you sin against Hashem, what does that do to him? How does that harm him? And if you do mitzvahs and you do what he asks, how does that benefit him? How could we apply the same standard in that relationship between Hashem? You want to call him your friend, that's very beautiful, it's nice. Achoisi, Rayosi, we're friends. Reacher, that Hashem is the friend. Reavicha, your father's friend. But the difference is that a human friend, if you don't do what he asks you, it's understood that he's hurt and insulted. It's understood that it affects him, it hurts him, it could harm him. It's also understood that if you do something which is against your friend's will, it could cost him money. It could damage his property. It could destroy his reputation. V'chulu v'chulu. So the Tzemach Tzedek is asking, how do we apply this standard to the Bari Olam, who is infinite and who is unchanging and is unaffected by human behavior? Iyav says, Imchatasa matifal bai, Imtzadakta matiten lai. He's not a human being. Ani Hashem lo shenis. We were talking about that this morning about Rakam Moshe. The morale throughout this Yisroel over and over tells us the more physical you are, the more affected you are by what other people think, say, or do. The more spiritual you are, the more of a baltsura you are, the less affected you are by outside things, by outside ideas, opinions, voices, actions, and so on. You are who you are. So the Baruch Shem is who he is. He has no complex. He's very confident. So if you or I do something that we shouldn't do, how do we hurt our best friend? And if we do what we're supposed to do, how do we kivyochel benefit our best friend? That's what the Tzemach Tzedek is asking, which is a general question. And then kiyadua. It's also well known what is found in the Kisvei Ari. Shanochen loyma kaidem atfila in mekabel lai mitzvah asay shel v'ahavt l'recha kamecha. Many of you, I'm sure, know that according to the Ari, it's printed in many of the Siddurim, the Nusach Ari Siddurim for sure, and many of the Siddurim, that the first thing you say when you come to shul, before you begin to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you begin by saying that I am accepting upon myself, and mekabel alai, I accept upon myself the mitzvah saseh, the positive commandment of Yahavt l'recha kamecha. So Ari HaKadosh calls the Shar HaKnisa, it's the gate and the entrance into Hashem. If you want to speak to Hashem, the Baruch Shalom says, I'm not interested in what you have to say to me. First you have to be checked at the gate to see if you love other Jews. If you love other Jews, come in. Then you can come to talk to me. Then you're welcomed into my private chamber. If you have an issue with my children, with other Jews, you're not in. So you could scream, Matoivu, Adoin Olam, Shimon Esrei, everything. And as Ari HaKadosh says, it's a disabled tefillah. It's disabled. It's handicapped. But if you come to davening with the mitzvah of Ahavis Yisrael, V'ahavta lecha kamoicha, then the Baruch Shem says, oh, B'seder, you're one of those, you're one of the Ahavi Yisrael. Okay, come, I want to hear what you have to say. What do you need? What can I do for you? How can I help you? V'chul. We need to understand that. What does that have to do with davening? So I have a problem with this guy. So I can't daven? I love the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I'm on very good terms with Hashem. I just don't like that. I don't like that guy. I have a problem with that guy. But my wife and I are at odds with each other. So therefore you can't daven. Therefore the tefillah is somehow, the tefillah is grounded because of an issue that you have with another person. Again, there seems to be something very, very basic in this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael and the issur of Sinas Yisrael that carries within it the weight of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what Hillel HaZaken was saying. This inyan of Yahavta Lecha Kamoich is Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Kiva says Klal Olam HaTorah. So we need to understand. Hinei B'tami Mitzvahs Ois Aleph. Hinei B'tami Mitzvahs Parashas Kedoshim Kosav HaRizal V'zeh L'Shoinei. The Ari HaKadosh writes in Tamei HaMitzvos, He kol Yisrael soid guf echad shel nishmas Adam HaRishon. This is a very big inyan in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Kol Yisrael soif guf echad shel nishmas Adam HaRishon. All Jews over all generations, all Jews who exist, whoever existed and whoever will exist, are all part, are all together that reality of Nishmas Adam HaRishon, of the soul of Adam HaRishon, of the first man. Kenoide Etzlainu, as we find from the Ari in the Sefer Gelgulim. The Kol Echad Mi Yisrael, again, we're going to talk a lot more about this, we're just reading. The Kol Echad Mi Yisrael Hu Eiver Prati. And each individual Jew is an individual particular limb, a piece of Adam HaRishon, of Nishmas Adam HaRishon. Umizehu ha'arvus, and because of this, there's a din of kol yisrael arevim. There's a din halacha of arvus, which means she'odam arev b'shvil chaver, that each Jew is responsible for another Jew. In halacha, the din of arvus means that a person can sign on a loan between Reuven and Shimon, that he takes responsibility, that if Shimon can't pay, he's an Arif to pay, if Shimon can't afford to pay. He takes responsibility. In mitzvahs, the way that we're familiar with, if Shimon can't say Kiddush or doesn't know how to say Kiddush, so Reuven can say Kiddush and be mighty Shimon. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim, the way the Ritva understands, and other Rishayim, is that as long as Shimon has not been Yoytzei Kiddush, there's something missing in my Kiddush. My Kiddush is not finished. If this is a person who I could help, and he's asking me for help, I'm responsible. In the war that took place coming into Eretz Yisrael, with Achan, there was one Jew who took from the spoils that he wasn't supposed to, no one was allowed to, and the whole Klal Yisrael is held responsible. Hu arvus sh'odam orei b'shvil chaveiro. How is it possible to make one person responsible for the actions of another? Particularly in the case of Achon, people didn't know. How are they supposed to know? And the Gemara talks about it. How are they supposed to know? Well, chay noyeg marizal, and therefore Rabbi Chaim Vital said that my Rebbe, the Arizal, is noyeg lema prote haviduim. He says all of the details of Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Achet shechatonu fenecha, Bezeh achet shechatonu fenecha, even though the Ari HaKadosh was not guilty of any of these things. And many of us are not guilty of, not to compare to the Arizal, but some of the items on the list, we are not guilty of all those things. So he says, but even my Rebbe, the Arizal, so Mal Hashem Tzavakai, we're not masik in any way, the Kedusha of the Ari HaKadosh. The old Gedali Yisrael, all generations since that time are machnir themselves to the Arizal. And yet the Arizal would say all the prati viduyim, all of the individual viduyim, the Arizal would say. Why? Ki kol Yisrael guf echad. Because if another Jew sins, I'm somehow involved in that. Ki kol Yisrael areivos, because all Jews are responsible. Responsible doesn't just mean in terms of chesh mishpat. Responsibility means a lashon of arvus is a lashon of taruves. All Jews are bound, are tied, are wound up with one another. Our evorim are limbs and organs of the same body, that one body that's called Nishmas Adam Arish, that Metzias of Adam Arish. So the right hand is responsible for the left hand. The right hand can't say, I have nothing to do with the left hand. The left hand can say, I have nothing to do with the right hand. Can't do that. It's absurd. That's what it says in the Kisveri. Ubir dvaravu. Ubir dvaravu. Sha'odam Arishan, to explain what the Arizal was saying. Sha'odam Arishan, a klolus kol haneshomas kulum shivyisrael. That Odam Arishan included within himself all the neshomas of the Jewish people that would be revealed in future generations. Levad me'et shivo achatriyah. With the exception of those that are going to be, there will be new neshamas after Tchias HaMeisim. We're not going to go into that now. Shayakoylel kulam mehem, shayakoylel kulam. All of the neshamas were included in Adam Arishon. Mehem nitlim b'roishay. Some of the neshamas, were connected or were coming from, were attached to the brain, the mind, the head of Adam Rishon. Mehem bezro, some the arm. While Shem is a nikra Adam, and because of that, as the Kadmonim explain, the Shlach Kodesh, the Ramah Mipanu, other tzaddikim, while Shem is a nikra Adam, therefore Adam is called Adam, because Adam is Adam ala Elyon. Adam ala Elyon, that I, the human form, the human being, Adam, kivyachol, resembles the one above. Ki hu b'chinas klolus. V'nimshach mi b'chinas Adam de la'ela. Again, we're only going to try to just read it quickly and come back to this. This all-inclusive reality of Adam that contains within him all Nishmais Yisrael, all the souls of the Jewish people, that will ever be till Tchias HaMeisim. This neshama is nimshach, is drawn, this Adam is drawn from Adam de la'ela, from Adam above, from the highest level, kivyachal of Atzilus, of the highest world. Shekolal yud spheres, that include the 10 spheres, v'b'chines partsuf, again we'll talk about what that means, partsuf, face, we'll see what that means. As Hashem says that the Jewish people are my firstborn. That means that somehow each and every Jew is to be found kivyochel as part, as a child of the Baruch Shalom himself. And just as with a father and a child, the child is included in the mitzvahs of the father, so too each and every Jew is in nishmas adam harishon, which itself is nimshach, is drawn, comes from the one above. V'hinu mavu b'mokam acher b'nin odem d'la'ela shubuchinas shem ma, the tikkun. Now there are two dimensions in reality. There are two ways of the spheres. There's Tohu and there's Tikkun. Again, we'll come back and talk a lot about it in Mitzvah Shem. In Adam de la'elo shu b'chinas shem ma mem he, we spoke a little bit about in the Anabekoach Shir, the shem mem he, which is yud he vav he, which is Gematria 45, when you spell yud he aleph vav aleph vav he aleph, which are the spheres on the way of Tikkun. She yu ha yud spheres klulim zemizeh. In the configuration of Tikkun, of Atzilus of Tikkun, the spheres are klulim zemizeh. During spheres, I remember we say this every single night. Chesed shebechesed, vura shebechesed, tefera shebechesed. In the way of Tikkun, in the spheres of Tikkun, all of the spheres are cooperating one with the other, are working one with the other in the way of Tikkun, which is connected to the Shem Mem Hey. We're not going into that now. There the spheres are cooperating each one with the other and are overlapping. Each one is Mekabem Dein Midein, receives one from the other, Chesed from Gvura, Chesed and Gvur from Teferis, Chesed Teferis from Netzach Hoyt, and so on. All of the spheres are Makab one from the other. The Kulim Zemizah, that's the world of Tikkun. That's the world of Tikkun. Maybe Kiva students failed in that inning. That's the world of Tikkun. She Chesed Yekolu Migvur. Chesed is kolul migvur, ugvur mi chesed v'chayotze. That's the Olam HaTikkun. Hashem came to Tohu. In that form of existence that's called Tohu, before the world of Tikkun, in that which is called the world of Tohu, Masha Enikain Betohu, Hoyu Bebchinis Pirud, Zetachazeh, one under the other. Probably your eyes have seen pictures in Svarim of the spheres, sometimes in circles, right? And sometimes in a linear setup, one on top of the other, from higher to lower. Everybody has seen pictures like this. In this state of Tohu, the spheres are one on top of the other. Each one is its own little world. It's not in circles, where everything is Nichlal Zamizer. It's Zetachazer. That's called the Alma de Piruda, the world of separation. Tikkun is when the spheres are cooperating with each other. tohu, which is also called shviras hakelim, the shattering of the vessels, is when each sphere sees itself as self-sufficient, as independent. Ani emloch. Chesed is everything. Gvura sees itself as everything. Ani emloch. I am king. The shviras hakelim tohu. The union of the kings and of Esav and the family of Esav and Pashas of Yishlach. Ani emloch. That's called the Alma de Piruta, the world of separation, of division. Tohu, Shvius HaKeilim. Tikkun is when there's a Hiskalulus of the Midas. Chesed Shebechesed and so on. Hiskalulus of all of the Midas, till Malchus Shebemalchus. All of the Midas. Working with each other, helping each other, compensating for each other. That's the world of Ahava, the world of Tikkun, Atzilus. Tohu Shvius HaKeilam is the Alma de Piruta, the world of separation. Each sphere has its own passion, its own union. Survival of the fittest. It's my union. It's not Machshav of the other spheres. Loinogu kovid zevaze. Like they tell me even Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara in Yevamos. Loinogu kovid zevaze. That's the world of tohu, of emptiness, of chaos, of confusion. You don't become worried about the shyness of Kabbalah. Mitzvah will come back and everything will hopefully be much clearer. Vahiskalus hazoiso ayidei amshachas shem memhei. And this is kalus, this tikkun of the spheres, to work with each other. Ha'idam shachas shem memhei is through the name memhei of Hashem. The gematria 45, which is the gematria of Adam. Shemi mitzcha, which is from the forehead. Shubachin is ein saif. Hakol kol hayishtal shlus uprota enim tzoyim kimimcha hakol. Whatever that means, the forehead, which is from the infinite one himself, Hashem includes within him everything. And in that everythingness of Hashem, just like in the ocean, one drop is not to be distinguished from another drop, and all the drops are together in the ocean and together form the ocean. So too, in this Hiskalulus of the infinite one, Mimcha HaKol. It's the big ocean. Everything is Nichlal. Everything is bound and wound up together with the other in the ocean of the infinite one himself. And from there comes the world of Tikkun. Ki Mimcha HaKol Ksiv. Therefore, the possibility for there to be his kalalus, for there to be this inclusiveness, this integration, even after Yitziyasim al Hagilui, even after the world was created and the spheres are revealed, kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmai, that it's possible. It's because that's where it all began. And therefore it's possible. Tikkun is possible. Everything comes from the infinite one. And in that reality of Ein Sof, of HaKol, of the ocean, there is no separation between this sphere and that sphere. Mezeh shekosev b'tikkun zeh shem mem hei, diu oirach atzilus. Therefore, we find in the Tikkuni Zohar that the Shem Memhei is called Oirach Atzilus, the pathway of Atzilus, the path of the highest world that joins together the world above with the world below. Kamei HaOirach, just like every path. Oirach Tzadikim. An Oirach means a path. And what's the purpose of this path? The purpose of any path is to join together, to connect two places that are away from each other. And the path joins them together. So there's a path that connects the infinite one to the finite world. That path is called the Shem Memhei, which is the name of Tikkun, of Adam, of his Kalalus, of Ahava. We'll see. And in this way we could understand the inyan of Nishmas Yisrael, of the souls of the Jewish people, Nishmas Yisrael. Shem Koima Shlema Biyachad. That the emes is that all Nishmas Yisrael is one kaimas, one reality, one mitzias, one construct. Kaimas shleima biyachad. If one Jew is out of place, if one Jew is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, so then it affects the entire kaima. There's a Yuvan Gamkin, but Nishmas Yisoshem Kremer Shlema Biyachad, Dainu Nishmas Adam Harishan, Shehi Klalusa, Nishmas Adam Harishan. That's the Kaima Achas, Nishmas Adam Harishan. Vagam Sheyesh Baramach Evarim Yuchodim, even though, just like a human being has 248 limbs. Even though there are 248 would appear to be separate limbs, but that's not true. The right hand and the left hand, of course, are bound together and function together in the human form, in the human body. And all of the avarim of the person, we'll talk about more later on. You could bang your little toe. You go in the middle of the night. You get up. You go someplace. You could bang your toe, and it's a tiny little edge of your little toe, and from that you could have a horrible headache. Your head could start pounding from the pain, and you could look at your toe and say, "What shaykhis do you have over there with this? What's that? What kind of shaykhis do you have with my brain, with my head? No shaykhis, not even neighbors." I can understand if the toe next to you would have a taina. But what do you have to do with my head that I have a headache the rest of the night? Because all the nerves and the circulation of the blood, everything in the body is makabim dein midein, it's the hiskalus of all the evarim, of all the gidim, of all the evarim. Everything is an oirach, a pathway that leads from one to the other. It's a hiskalus of all of the parts of the body into one thing that's called Adam. Even though when we look at the body we see that this is a toe and this is a head, was a shaykhs. But the truth is the emes and pnimius is that it's a kaimis shlema biyachad nishmas adam erishin klulusim vagam sheish baramach ivarim yuchadam rayhem klulum zemizeh kama alderach marshal beguf echad, like the alderach marshal in a body. Even though when we look at the body, everything is separate and distinct. There's the head, and there's the feet, and the hands, and the nails. Each one is kolul from the other. Each one is interfacing with the other. The chiyus of the hand, the life force and vitality of the hand, is the chiyus of the regel. It's all the chiyus that circulates through the body and that creates this one organism that's called kaimas ha'adam. Chimei in ha'regel. Ayi they have iridim through the veins and so on, the arteries. Shenim shechubo that connect one part of the body to the other. V'chein b'sha'a kol ha'evarim. And so it is with all the other organs and limbs. Uchenoida, as it's known, Shemirapim Ever Echad Ayidei Hakoza Bechavero. That sometimes, in order to heal one organ, you have to take blood from the other one, or you have to perform some procedure on a different part of the body. He said, Eruv Hadamim Vizkarlus, because of the Eruv Hadamim, because the blood that circulates throughout the entire organism. There's a thing that's called life. And that life is koilal, it joins everything together. It binds every single cell, every atom of the body into one organism, each one connected to the other. And the emphasis that we see now with DNA and all of these things that there could be a tiny little piece of skin, and that tiny little piece of skin contains the entire metzius of the person's entire body coded into it, right? Therefore they could identify a person from that piece, because the piece is karlulam yachad. The piece has in it everything. Every piece has in it the entire kaima. And that's something that in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek that the Torah had made known to us, and was known perhaps by people of great intelligence and familiarity, who were familiar with medical science and so on, that was most advanced at that time. But whatever they were thinking, we now see in Metzius that every single piece of a human being has in it the kaima shleim of the whole human being. And the whole science of cloning and how that works, which I know nothing about. But this we understand, that from that tiniest particle of a metzius, one can theoretically reconstruct an entire metzius, because that tiny particle of the metzius contains within it the metzius of the entire kaima. It's a remarkable thing that the Rosh Hashanah made things that way. That life force, that energy that's called life, that is shining, that is illuminating within the mind, the brain. And from the brain, everything goes off. All those impulses, all of that energy, then from the brain moves on, and everything fulfills its role, its particular tafkid, to reach that limb, that organ, and how the hand functions and how the eye functions and so on, how the chi is expressed through the eye, how the same life force that through the eye comes out in seeing and vision, through the foot comes out with walking. And the mind contains really, in potential, in the brain is everything. That's the power plant. That's the nucleus. The Moshlahi Yuli Kiyadu, as we spoke about this morning, Rav Yaakov Moshe, that the Rabban and the Mekubalim tell us that Hashem created first this very, very mysterious, this very mysterious energy, some very, very, very sublime piece of something that's called Hahiyuli. And from that Koach Hahiyuli, everything was created. Everything else was created from that subatomic particle, whatever that is, that's crossing over from, as we learned this morning, from ayin, from nothing into yesh, into something. First Hashem created that, and from there everything began to become particularized in all of the evarim of creation. The trees and the flowers and the animals and the birds and so on. So the mind contains within it the hiyuli of the entire body. Therefore, especially the brain, the head, feels the pain of all the other evarim. So you hurt your toe, and you get a headache. You have a toothache, your head's killing you. You're having problems with your prescription, with your glasses, you have a splitting headache. Because the mind contains the koach hahiyuli. It's the center. Before everything then goes on its assignment. It's the center.
In my regal shavim etzlo, by the mind, whether it's your foot that was hurt or your eyes that are whatever it is, the brain is affected by that.
Otherwise, sometimes it's possible that the head could hurt more than the actual organ that was injured. That the head could be more in greater pain than the injured part of the body. And in this way, all of the 248 limbs and organs, all of the neshamas, were bound together in a way of hiskalus in Adam Arish, whose existence was nimshach, was drawn from that which is called Chachmi Ilor. We'll talk more about that. Supernal higher wisdom, the Adam Ha'elyon Kivyachol from Hashem, Pchinas Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite One Himself. Shashar Misyachid B'Chachmas Hashem and His Chachmi is one. L'Achei Nemar B'ni B'chari. Therefore, every Jew is called my firstborn. Every one of us is traced back Kivyachol to Hashem's brain. The way that the child is a tip, is a drop that comes, that's traced back to the brain of this iris, of that thought with his wife, of being with his wife, that's traced back to that in the brain. And so to each and every Jew is nichlal in that brain, in that chachmi ilah, kivyachol of the one, of the intimate one of Hashem. Okay, try to hold on to that. Mitzvah Hashem will continue next time.